Hello and welcome to The Ether. Today is Friday, June 9th, 2023. Today on The Ether, Lion Dao, the Pixelions Mint Stage 1 Mint Party. Let's take a listen.
I've got a feeling, there's a lot of people that's coming out of the woodwork today to ask questions, and it feels like there's a lot of good vibes going around. I feel like we're going to have probably a couple of hundred people trying to hit this mint all at the same time in the first like 30 seconds.
Yep.
I'm not sure if it's going to hold up or not. We've got no idea. We've tested the mint. The mint works smoothly, but that's a couple of people testing it on testnet, right? This is not a couple of hundred wallets hitting it all at the same time. So let's see how we go. These guys have really adapted a lot over the last couple of weeks, though, as we've asked them to fix things, change things. We've tested all scenarios, so we think we're good, but you never know.
Yeah, I think we are as prepared as we can be. There's only so much that you can do. Like you can't stress test something the way that this mint is going to go, in my opinion. So you just got to roll with the punches, man. And like I said, I think that Backbone Labs team is very capable. I know that there's a couple that are on standby to fix anything in case things go a bit awry. I don't think that you can do much more than that.
I did see yesterday they made some changes. I didn't really understand it, but it was about like trying to lessen the load on the nodes in the back, on the Terra nodes in the background. So whether that helps or not, I don't know. We shall see. We shall see.
We shall see.
Who wants to come up here? Finn. Finn. Yes, welcome. I'll make you co-host Mohawk as well, just so you can, in case I bug out again.
GM fam, GM Lions. Hey, I just got down from HR and they wanted me to ask you where we should put all these bots. I guess you guys ordered some bots or something. It looks like the same bots that Yumi is using. So I just wasn't sure if like where I should set them up at.
Just put them in the same room as all the cousins.
Perfect.
Yeah, we'll hold them. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
No, thank you.
What do you think? What do you think? Like, I saw TFM grabbed the contract and basically are showing all of the NFTs that are in the mint early. Like, I don't know how I feel about that.
TFM? You technically, what the fuck, man? You know what? That's Rebel. Fucking Rebel, he can't handle GPs. Listen to this, man. He cannot even handle emotionally or psychologically the effect that GPs not being on top has dealt to his fragile little ego. So this is nothing but it's him lashing out, basically. So
I think it's really good and not. Like, I don't know if it's really good or really bad that they're showing all the NFTs in the mint. They've got everything loaded up. They've got the rankings, they've got the rarities.
I don't even know how that's technically even possible, because we're constructing these on the fly and the randomness is being derived from three separate lava lamps in two different time zones. We take the randomness from that and then we incorporate it into the random number generator. So I don't even know what he's doing. He's probably just taking the piss. You know how he does.
I think, you know, the tube is out of the toothpaste at this point, as they say, as the kids say. We can find a silver lining about it, which I'm going to try to do, which is now everyone will be able to see what rank they got right off the bat as they mint. Everyone gets to see how incredible the full entire collection is. It gives me a chance to grade it properly. Personal thoughts on releasing early was, you know, I do feel some type of way about it, but it is what it is, and we're going to make the most of it. So, JG, what's up, brother?
Well, I just wanted to explain like how this process works, because, you know, the randomness and the generator, this is all done through a generator, and then we upload the collection into the candy machine to be minted. So we upload the contract in its totality, but the order that they're coming out from the candy machine is what is randomized, right? So because we gave them the NFT contract, and we asked them to integrate the sale, it allowed them to view the ISPS files, right? So they could see the images because they're able to look at the contract. It's not like the pieces, like, you know how sometimes on Ethereum they have mints that have like duplicates and they look like shit, because they really are generating everything on chain and not curating the collection to make sure it looks good. So, you know, the Lion DAO curated their collection. They made sure every single one was acceptable, and you know, it's a much more refined process, kind of, you know, like you're a collection.
And to be fair, as far as I can remember, maybe I'm mistaken on this, but as far as I recall, there was only one project that did it that way on chain, generated the traits were linked to your address, the wallet, your wallet address. And that's what it generated it from. And that was Lunapunks, the original, like the OG fucking hippie, the dev, like Lunapunks. So I assume there's some sort of reason why people don't generate that. And obviously, like, the bigger, the more the art, like, the harder it is to generate that shit on the fly and make the experience smooth and quick. So this is the next best thing. The only other concern, I guess, and it's not even really concern, because who gives a shit, but you remember when Deploidon was talking about how they could sit there and sniff the chain and watch and kind of put in like an order for a specific number that they wanted. But it sounds like the way you guys are doing it, having it pick it at random, you're not able to camp and snipe specific numbers. So I don't even think that would be an issue. No, plus, he's busy with his own mint over on ETH.
So to be able to cherry pick from the candy machine would be impossible. We have a formula in there that produces.
Oh, don't say impossible. Oh, baby, don't say it's impossible.
It would only be like Thomas who could do it, and he's a doxxed individual and he would never do that. He's, you know, so I know for a fact that can't happen. And every time we do a mint, we change that formula, like, so it's never the same.
Oh no, dude, Marco right now sitting under Lion Dow's desk, like, rubbing his hands like, oh, okay, motherfuckers, try me. Nah, for real though, it'll be fine. I'm actually super excited for this. I haven't been this stoked for a mint in a while.
Dude, we're going live in like 2 minutes, aren't we? Jesus. My hands are, my palms are wet.
Apparently. JG's agreed that if anything goes wrong, I can hold him fully and wholly responsible. So,
oh, we're going to roast the fuck out of him right here live if this shit doesn't work. Dog, your career is done, dude. Donezo.
I got thick skin. Don't worry about it.
So what we're expecting to happen then, JG, and in this, when this countdown ends in 73 seconds, is the mint button gonna come up and we're gonna be able to start minting?
So what I would do is, like, right when you see the countdown happen, I would just start refreshing your screen just to make sure that it clicks over, you know what I mean?
Just hammer that shit like 10 refreshes per nanosecond. Just fucking hammer it. Let's go.
Oh dear. So countdown ends, refresh, mint button should be there. and we should be good to go. That's the theory, right?
That's the theory. So refresh, you'll see the mint button with connect. You'll see connect either with Station or Kepler, right? And then connect and mint. Get it going.
Don't distract us. Are we going to count it out? How many seconds? Count it down, boys. Oh, 20 seconds. Let's fucking roar.
Oh, no. I'm on 30. What is this?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. The count.
10, no. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Oh, fuck. What is that? 2. Just kidding. 1. Oh, it's 3 o'clock. Let's fucking roar. What's the address?
Did the countdown just restart?
April Fools, motherfuckers. Psych.
Are we counting this as a break?
No, hold on a second. Let me just see what's... I think it should
reboot
be live.
The fucking server, dog. Have you tried turning that shit off and then back on again? Let's go.
Mint is not open, apparently, and will open in 1 hour.
Hey, it's open for me, guys. I don't know what you're talking about.
Nah. Yeah, you're probably still on testnet,
oh, yeah,
dog.
It's up.
Oh, shit, I'm minting.
It's up. Oh,
I didn't save my password. No, fucking rookie mistake, noob. Oh, I did it. I got one. Let's go.
Oh, I'm getting.
I'm going in. Double dipping. Here we go. Double dipping. Big bucks, no whammies. Big bucks, no whammies. Oh, why does it say sold out? Oh, what the fuck, Mac?
Hey, hey, you want to hear something funny? I'm trying to mint and I'm on fucking testnet still. I'm like, what's going on?
All that shit. I fucking knew it. Look at all these OGs in the chat. Holy fuck, dude. A good fucking Terra Mint brings all the boys to the yard. And that's good to see. Look, even Crypto Loot Shop, fucking out of retirement for the Lion Dow Roar Mint. Amazing.
Oh, I think I got one. Have you got one? I think I've got one.
So where do we see them at?
I think in my NFTs, right?
All I see are all my intern FTs and my two ramen NFTs. Oh, yeah. My two ramen NFTs.
Try TFM, maybe.
No, I'm boycotting TFM now because of what they did to us.
So I'll have a little looky here.
So when does secondary open so I can immediately floor these?
So, you know, I think we should open up second. I mean, it's up to Ryan, but I prefer not to open secondary until he's done minting. Until, you know,
that was
well, hurry up and mint, Ryan. Jeez.
I've minted one and now it's saying sold out. Okay. That doesn't look good.
It's not sold out.
That's what it says on my screen.
Yeah, mine too. And I still can't even see the NFTs. I feel like I just got rugged. Did you rug me, JG?
Yeah, totally been building here for the last 18 months going broke and now I'm rugging people. It's not happening.
Playing the long game, motherfucker tried to get me into the group and then rugs me 8 months later.
Oh, shit. Hold on a second.
Max Mint,
do you have to claim them or they just show up? It's probably just lagging, huh?
Just be there. So is TFM not displaying it? They should because they have everything.
I'm boycotting TFM. I'm trying to see them right here on the home turf on the Necropolis.
All right, let me see. They should be there.
Not showing in either Necropolis or TFM at the minute. So we might need to just tell Thomas to that he needs to...
Refresh!
Let me message him, and maybe he needs to push an update to see it on Necropolis. Let me double check with him now. I'll be right back.
Thanks, JG.
Hey, Ryan, how does it feel to have your very first mint just rug you right to your face?
I think we're okay. I mean, like,
the your optimism.
I'm surprised that the site seems to be holding up okay, other than not being up live in the first few minutes. They obviously aren't showing the NFTs anyway. That's slightly concerning, but I think we're all right. I think we'll be all right.
Like your optimism, sir. You're a treasure, a true treasure of the ecosystem.
Let's see if we can see. Can you see the TX in your transaction history? Mohawk, how are you getting on? You're unusually quiet.
I'm trying to find them, but 200 mints, 215 mints in 5 minutes. Incredible already.
Dang, nice.
Yeah, I mean, this stage is going to go relatively slow. Eh? There's like 700 wallets. So absolute maximum that we can get on this stage is just short of 1,400. So, yeah, it's probably good to do this like shorter stage as well to like give Backbone the chance to make sure everything's working and everything. Okay, I think I minted token ID 85. Are you seeing your transaction?
No, like my history, nothing's showed up at all in the last 18 hours. Oh, but like the transaction history is always laggy as
it
fuck
works
anyway.
It's up to date on mobile.
Okay.
See what the chat's saying. Where the fuck can I see my NFTs?
We got rugged. Oh fuck, this isn't good. If this was BSC, we'd be getting death threats right now if this was BSC, bro.
The slow rug.
Try to send death threats, motherfuckers. You can't kill what's already dead, which is all I see right now on the NFT section. It's all good. I'm gonna go smoke another fucking blunt and let JG sort this shit out.
Nice.
I'd say it was a incomplete success. So good job, bullish.
How are we doing on the old Mintaroonie here? About 300 in. How many wallets?
Oh, here. I got a quick update for you. I can now see none of my NFTs. So that's progress, right? You know, I could. You know, shit's happening. So that's good. I assume the next update we'll be able to see them all. Let's go.
Yeah, I think they have to like for Necropolis. I think they have to like sort of like whitelist the NFT contract, right?
Checked Talos?
Well, I haven't checked Talos actually. Imagine if Talos are the ones.
The smell. Just imagine the fucking smell.
The smell. Oh, well, Talos are gonna revolutionize the NFT market on Injective. So
heard that. So those Injective ninjas, man, you gotta watch out for them. They're everywhere.
We are 19 minutes away from 300 within 10 minutes. So big shout out there. Real quick. Do we have any, or is there a Discord rarity integration that I can make to TFM? I've only used Hubble and some other EVM rarity rankers before, so
Like Backbone team say that they basically made you one. They just kept asking you for a channel, and you kept ignoring them.
And then right after that, they completely threw the whole Mint up on their site. So I guess you're to blame for that.
All right, JG, error adding as a guest. Skeng, what's up, fella?
He's gone shy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame him. There's a lot of firepower up here, you know?
That Mohawk, Skeng's the guy. You remember we were doing the poker spaces? Yep. And he was like, oh, I'm just about to, like, own this guy. And then he lost and got knocked out. That was that guy.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was beautiful. That was a beautiful moment. We should get a copy of that and make sure that it's included in Wrecked Clips. Oh my god, is this the one that I minted? No, that's not the one that I minted. Ah, my TX history lied to me.
Damn, dog, you said you just wanted to mint them. You didn't say anything about wanting to see him afterward. You got to be more specific with these autists, man. You know that.
I talked to Thomas. He's pushing the contract. I guess the contract wasn't Octane did all the work and didn't insert the contract name. So Thomas is doing it right now. Sorry about that, guys.
All good. Actually, this kind of creates the planned reveal that we wanted to do anyway. It was all by design, dude.
Yeah, baby. It was like failing upwards.
Now, I don't mean to rain on the parade right now, but I have some absolutely horrendous news. My transaction hash for this mint, the final four letters are CBDC.
Burn it. Burn it. We're infected. Shut it down. Shut it down. Code red.
This is the worst news ever.
It's a sign.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Just rug us. Rug us now. Get it over with. We'll move on. We'll forget about this ever even happened. X-Files style.
Oh, Vanessa, I am just seeing your tweet here. JG, any information on minting with a ledger on the station app?
Yeah,
I minted with ledger.
Okay.
Right now, it's minted too with a ledger.
Okay, Vanessa, maybe try disconnecting from the website, give it a refresh, connect, and then try to mint again.
There's a chance that she's not on this whitelist and she's on the one in 12 hours. I don't know.
I'm sure Vanessa dotted her I's and crossed her T's.
Just checking.
Okay. I'm just looking at my transaction history, JG. I'm looking at the token IDs that I minted. They say on TFM, I don't know if maybe TFM needs to update or something. TFM saying they're owned by the candy machine address.
Yeah, but so TFM is not like a live feed. Like every like couple hours they do.
Right, okay.
So they're like a little bit behind for sure.
Okay. Phew. Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
In that case, if I'm correct, I have minted an absolute beast here. It's a
it's red.
Rose, but with an I.
It's ranked 850. It's ranked 850, so it's not rare, but it just looks sick. It's a top knot lion smoking a blunt with a suit. What's the suit? With the.
Where are you seeing this, bro?
And a coin hole background.
Okay, so I mean, he just went and got his ID number and is searching it out on TFM. That's what he's doing, Finn. Like, it's not like.
But yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
One already up for sale for 120 Luna. I might scoop that.
How is that possible?
Wait,
how
are
that
you even?
Where?
What the fuck?
Sorry.
JG.
No, there's nothing up for sale anywhere for 120 Luna. Where?
He's just fucking with
me. I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, you hear the panic like start to like creep in my voice. What the hell?
Where? Yeah. Thomas, get Thomas back on the horn.
Hey, you know what, though? I gotta say something. Thomas has like worked his ass off to make this happen. Like, I'm so grateful to him. He's been just putting in hours trying to make this like a fun special thing for us.
How can I stake?
That wasn't bullshit. There is one for sale. I don't know how. There's one for sale on TFM. How are they selling that? It's under Croflin.
Where?
It's an iced out. Oh, that is nice.
It's on TFM for sale.
Yeah, via Necropolis.
But we don't have a page to sell it. We don't have a sales page set up.
It doesn't matter.
There's some smart motherfucker messing around with contracts in the back.
They definitely created a custom JSON or something and sold it from, like, directly from the wallet. That is insane.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing. I'm not sure how they pulled that one off. That's above my pay grade.
I still can't see any of them, so I don't even know what y'all are talking about.
Some people are showing in their... Someone put a screenshot here of them showing in their... In Necropolis.
And that's good.
And most people are saying they can't see them. I might just do a hard refresh on my browser or something.
Yeah, I'm gonna uninstall Windows and reinstall Windows and see if I can.
I haven't done yet.
I bet he really appreciates everyone just hammering the fuck out of the server while he's trying to push contract updates.
This person's showing it in their terraced. How is this? How are they doing this? NFTs.
Photoshop, dog.
In the terrace station.
Is it showing up? Did it get whitelisted in station? Because if you add the contract there in the old version, yeah.
Yeah, you can add the contract, I believe.
But only on mobile, right? Because they removed the NFT stuff in the new.
Yeah.
How's it? How's it going? How are you guys? Did you have a good day? Okay.
I had a lovely day. Thanks, Finn. How was your day?
It was all right. Before I went to bed, I ate like 10 of these lemon lime drops, they're called. They're like THC drops. And I ate way too many of them because I slept probably better than I've slept in a long time. And then I woke up like still fucking stoned. I like tried to open my eyes and shit. And that wasn't happening. I was like, oh, fuck. All right. And then, you know, I try to mint some lions and those aren't showing up. So, you know, you could just say the day has gone from bad to worse. But I'm still here.
Hey, I got a question.
That's what I do.
Is TFM showing anything for you guys? It's not displaying anything for me.
No.
Like, I can't even see any collections right now on TFM.
I'm going to. I'll ping you the link.
All right, cool. Appreciate it, bud.
Hey, did you see this in the Telegram? Baby G says, I was able to stake my Roar. I have never been so excited in my life. I'm not very tech savvy, so that was definitely a plus for me. So
yes,
shout out to me, and shout out to Enterprise, and definitely shout out to Baby Jutes.
Baby Jutes!
And then SemGimp, is that SemCom? Or is this different? Anyway, SemGimp posted, if you go to illiquidlabs.io/en/dashboard, you should be able to see them there.
Oh, JG getting front run by Liquid Labs. Oh,
shout out to Liquid Labs for front running, my man.
Oh. You can imagine the smell.
Oh, baby, I don't have to imagine it because I can see it. I can see it right here. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, the smell, baby. No. Why does it say random or oh, what the fuck? Am I getting rugged again, you guys? Come on.
Can you see them on the Liquid Labs?
All I see is two blank things that say random Earth social. So I'm guessing that's not it, or maybe it is.
Wait, did that the one that was for sale has now disappeared. That's interesting.
Hey, I don't see anything on a liquid.
Yeah, all I see are two blanks, which I assume is them because I minted two, but it's just weird that they say random Earth social.
Dude, like, mine say two also, but mine have my Twitter name and one says NFT Switch, which is, doesn't make any sense, and I have two blank ones.
I'm going to migrate mine to Lunk and see what happens.
There you go. Station Mobile is the first one to for me to be able to see.
Can you paste the contract address in the Telegram and pin it, por favor?
It seems that someone put it in there. I shall go and pin it now. It is pinned. Ooh, so we've got the ninja mask with the steady lads. Ooh, man, they look so. I'm so biased, but I think they look so good.
Has anyone tried an NFT switch to see if you can view them there? I don't mean to pour more salt in your wound. I was just curious.
To be fair, I can't see anything on Illiquid Labs, so I'm gonna call that as fake news.
No, it's not on NFT Switch yet because we have to upload the contract data for it to read. This is how
who's the dev? Can the dev do something, or like is he busy on a space, or like what's he up to right now?
Well, he's actively working on making it visible on Backbone. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, can you put a push pin in that? All right, just pause and then head on over to NFT Switch. Oh, fuck. These gummies are so good, you guys. You gotta try these.
All right, guys, I'm gonna be right back. I'm gonna jump on the phone real fast and see what's going on. I'll be back in like 5 minutes.
Cool. I think that
he's like booking a plane ticket. He's like, get me to Belize. I don't care how much it costs. I gotta get out of here.
I think the story is mints working well. We've minted nearly 400. How many was this? 1400 maximum. So that's quick maths, like 30% ish of all the possible mints have gone so far. That's nice. The mint's working. The only issue is that we can't see the NFTs anywhere. The only place that we've been able to see the NFTs is in Terra Station. So in Terra Station Mobile, you can add because there's like an NFT section, and if you add the contract, which is pinned in the Telegram group, you can see the NFTs that you've minted. Otherwise, JG, as you just heard, is running around with his devs trying to make sure that we can see the NFTs on Backbone Labs. What is it, Necropolis ASAP? And I'll make sure that we reach out to TFM to hopefully be able to see them on there soon. I presume that both TFM and Backbone are having the same problem, which is that they basically like need to whitelist the NFT contract for you to be able to see the NFTs in their UI. So
Oh my god, baby, I just saw him. Oh my god, oh, I'm sorry, I just saw him.
Did you get a Terra Spaces?
I can't tell you, I gotta go. Oh.
I'm pinging TFM. Mohawk. Nice, you got a little steady lads. And a Top Gun Astroport suit and Terra Spaces microphone. And the Lion Dow hoodie on the Steady Lads one, which is appropriate since you were the guy that made the merch. Vanessa's having issues. If anyone else wants to jump up on stage, ask any questions, or make any comments, please do.
I am thrilled with the first two that I got.
I'm liking those. I'm liking those. I mean, the lined out hoodie. I mean, it was meant to be.
Yep.
The only thing that could have been better than that is put the lined out cap on as well.
Oh yeah, the bucket hat. I still have yet to find that. I put it in a box, so it wasn't in my hat box, and I have easy access to it during this move, and I can't remember which one I put it in. So once I have that, I sold a little bit of funds from my money market account to pay for some house stuff, and house stuff apparently means an AR-15. So I'm going to have my new gun, the Lionel bucket hat, the BAM hoodie, Pit Viper joggers that look ridiculous, along with some crazy shoes that I have. And I'm going to throw the Pit Viper shades on to take a picture tomorrow. It's going to be absolutely incredible. The vibes are immaculate.
Excellent. Sorry, I'm just taking the opportunity while someone else is speaking to try and flick through all the messages and stuff. I see you've been pinning.
Yeah, I got mine pinned up there, and I also pinned up a link to imaginethesmell.org if you want to listen to some nerd rap while you're waiting for your damn mints to show up. Go head on over there and take a listen.
Oh, who's this? Are these yours, Finn? Oh.
Yeah, baby.
You got the pink and purple stars backgrounds, the wizard hats.
Those are really good ones.
The varsity. Oh, they are clean. Very nice. Is that a lioness as well? Is that a lioness under that?
You know, I tend to not, you know, gender. What's it called? I don't like to assume the gender of my NFTs. I prefer to wait for them to tell me what gender they are. So, you know how we do here in 2020 fucking three, where everyone's steady a lads. Fucking retard. Steady lads. But yes, I am happy. The only thing I'm not happy about is that I was only able to mint two, because I have all of this Luna just kind of hanging out. I was hoping I could get it back into the ecosystem a little bit and help stimulate the clitoris of the ecosystem. Thank you.
Thanks for that, Finn. Thanks for that, buddy. Oh, who is this? Philip Petrov got... See, some people... How are these people seeing them in the Necropolis? Why can't I see mine in Necropolis?
Are they, or are they just Photoshop?
Nah.
Like, how do you...
Oh, is it mobile? It might be on mobile.
Ooh, I didn't even look on fucking mobile. Damn it. So many ways to skin this cat.
I think they're on mobile. Okay, my NFTs. Nope. I didn't get the update that these guys got. That guy got a nice mint. He got the white whale lioness with the airdrop. And he got the Naruto blue fire. Oh, on the pink stars background. Very nice. I think, I can't remember exactly, but I think like half of them, about half had just the colors, the plain color backgrounds, about half with the, maybe less than half actually, with the like flavored backgrounds.
The gradient. Yeah, I'm only seeing my intern FTs on mobile there, so. I don't know. Could be a DNS thing, maybe regional thing. Their shit refreshed before ours did. I'd like to just at the end of the day really focus that blame over on JG and his team, because they're the ones that really dropped the ball here. So
yeah. I mean, any complaints, please do share them with
James. Yeah, and honestly, at this point, like if you even need help writing a complaint, like, let us know, and we'll get an AI bot dispatched out to you immediately to help you figure out what you'd like to complain about, and then to actually construct the complaint.
Oh my days! I see someone in here. Is this a first? Who is this? Who is this that I see there? Crypto enthusiast with the lion cow profile picture. He's got, what's he got here? He's got a sweaty Sally in an Astroport suit with a Galactic Punks background. That is pretty clean, friends. Nice mint. And the first person that I've seen to have a legit Pixel Lions PFP.
Man, you remember that Sally stuff? Like, that shit, besides the iced out, I feel like the sweaty Sally's like fucking, they were probably one of the bigger subs back in the PC pre-crash. They fucking ran it up, man.
Yeah, we gave a lot of those like big sub communities. We paid homage to most of them. So we got the sweaty Sally's, we've got the iced out, we've got the Varsity, which I think you got one of. What else was there that we had in there? Pirates, a few others as well.
Is there really a Terra Spaces trade, or were you bullshitting?
Look at Mohawk. Mohawk's literally got a Terra Spaces microphone that he minted.
That's fucking epic. Epic. In the 3 years we've been fucking doing this, 3,000 plus spaces archived across all these dumb fucking ecosystems, except for Terra, because Terra's awesome. And nobody ever thought to make a fucking trait for Terra Spaces. They just always assume we're there just doing what we do. And we are. And that's fine. But I appreciate you for actually thinking about us and making a trait to honor us. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is, like, if I had to quantify this collection somehow, it would be exactly that. Like, right there is how to quantify this particular collection. It's like inclusion of everyone that has been around in some way, shape, or form since the beginning, showing love that was shown to the Lion Dao. And I mean, just absolutely fucking incredible.
Yeah, and I mean, I didn't even really like Ryan all that much at first. I thought those GTPT Capital guys were a bunch of snobs, but right now, like, you're probably my favorite person.
We look after you, Finn. We look after you. I thought I showed you the best one with the Terra Spaces microphone is the Terra Spaces microphone with the ice out with the network background, and it looks absolutely sick.
I'm honored. Brady said I'm a troll. Who the fuck is Brady? Get this guy.
If you guys haven't yet, make sure that you screenshot or save your JPEGs and post them in reply to this Spaces so we can retweet and show everyone. Make sure you guys are sharing. Hashtag PIXELIONS, Pixel Lions. Hashtag Roar in the reply as well. Tag Lion Dao. Do all the things so we can start sharing these.
Lions follow lions. And yes. The pride of Terra is probably the dopest tagline anybody could have came up with for this.
Oh, for my marketing thing.
Yeah, I don't know who came up with it. I just keep seeing the pride of Terra, and like, I think that shit is very apropos. I like it.
Here comes JG. He's got a bag full of complaints. JG, do you want to read them out?
JG got his fucking walk-in papers. He's like, sorry guys, you're gonna have to talk to Chino Man now. They fired me.
No, hey. So Thomas knows what it is. He's working on the fix. It should be pushed shortly. Just bear with us. It's like just about adding a column to a database, and it just take a few minutes. You know, it's happening. We know exactly what the hangup was. And you know, that guy
you know, whoever posted that for sale, that's a clever dude, because he just interacted directly with the smart contract and like posted it on sale. And that's why you're seeing it on TFM. It's pretty smart. These are clever people. It's nothing. I mean, there's nothing we could do to stop him from doing that, you know. It's literally impossible.
Yeah, all we can do is try to be more like them and to educate ourselves in how they do those things so that we can also then do those things. Because two wrongs make me have a fat bag of NFTs at the end of the day. So always remember that.
Yo, honestly, I can say that, like, this is, I'm having a lot of fun still. Like, I miss this shit.
Yeah. Yo, fam, I need to really go back to it right now.
What is, are you in the toilet or something? Like, there's a lot of...
I can't fucking wait to edit that
That's
out.
Like
Jesus Christ.
Luigi. Video game right there.
Yeah, it's what happens when people try to use the vocoders, but they don't have them hooked up right, so they just sound like fucking dog shit. I appreciate the effort, though, Luigi. It was a good try. Maybe ask Mario for some help next time.
Let's give him a second chance. Let's give him... No one's going to dox you on your voice, Luigi, so just talk to us.
Yeah, no, I mean, really, all you got to do is just pitch him back up in post, and you can, voice.
Hello, sir. How are we? You can hear you loud and clear.
Yo. Hey, everybody, go buy Pepe. Go buy Pepe right now.
Oh, no.
Oh, see, it is. It's Chubbs. It's Chubbs. That's why he was changing his voice, because Chubbs too pussy to use his real account. Oh my god!
I could not get have removed here. Him from a speaker any quicker than.
Hey guys, I got suckered into buying Pepe when it was at $1 billion market cap because Chubby Baby wouldn't shut the fuck up about it. So now I have these bags, and if you guys could all go buy Pepe so that I could sell my Pepe still at a loss, but not at, like, as a big of a loss as it was. Like, that would be helpful. Thanks, guys. Buy Pepe. I'm a pleb.
Oh, big shout out to Mega Lunatic, my guy with the new Pixeline PFP, the shades, Terra background. Or what background is that?
That's the Galactic Punks background.
Okay. Incredible. I'm not seeing enough PFPs in here. Come on, guys. What are we doing? What are we waiting for?
That when you change it, like especially on a space, it takes it quite a while to refresh. So you gotta actually click on their name to see it until it refreshes.
Hey, doesn't changing your PFP if you have a blue check mess with it too?
Yeah. Oh yeah, and if you got plebbed into buying, oh man, yeah, Elon thanks you for your service.
Honestly, man, I think it's been pretty worth it.
Yeah, it probably is, but like if you're one of these like ADHD cats that keep changing their PFP every time they mint something new, like it's kind of a nightmare.
I think more from like even without the check. Your visibility in the algorithm is enhanced. You come up quicker in searches. Like I've definitely seen, I've seen some benefits into the algorithm for it for sure.
I hate that algorithm.
Spearbot minted 4 NFTs. How did you manage that, Spearbot?
Probably had two wallets on the wallet.
Spearbot, have you hacked the contract? What's going on there, buddy?
Spearbot got his hustle and grind on and got 2 on the guaranteed whitelist. That's what it looks like.
So close your eyes and just imagine this. Imagine it's like Christmas Eve and like you've got 2 kids and the kids are really into like Pokemon cards. And so you go down to Walmart and then imagine this other clat, they're like hogging all the Pokemon cards and you can't even get one. That's basically what you just did. You just took Pokemon cards out of this poor child's mouth. And now they're going to hate Christmas forever. So, thank you.
In the words of Michael Jordan, fuck them kids.
Oh, I tried to get Zerk to come up. He said he can't because he's got kids. Like, bro, I got kids too, but I'm up here. I mean, fuck.
Berserker's got kids? No way.
I mean, they're not his, but yeah, he's probably got a couple.
Is that the real Berserker or the fake Berserker?
Nah, the wrecked Zerker.
For ages, I kept seeing Berserker on my timeline, and I'm like, oh, you're still like a Luna bully. He's like, I've not posted about Luna in like 6 months. And
Dude had like a bunch of people with wrecked fucking wolf PFPs follow him one day and was probably like, what the fuck is going on?
How are we doing on the mint here? So we've got 460 have been minted out of possible 1400. So about a third of people who are on the guaranteed list of max minted at this point. Which is pretty good. And we didn't really, other than the NFTs not showing up in Necropolis, JG, we didn't really break Backbone Labs. So
yeah, no, it's holding up good. We're happy. We're happy. The stress test is holding the pride. We're holding it down.
I'd like to see like a couple bounties after when this is all minted of a what's that dashboard site? Fuck, I can't think of the name.
Flipside,
yes, thank you. It'd be dope to see some Flipside analytics dashboard after this, like site traffic, mint traffic, contract, all that shit. Kind of cool to see.
All right, we can figure that out.
We've got a couple of resident statistician lions, so I'll get on to Telperion and see if he can put something together.
That's awesome. And also to something to keep in mind when I get back from a trip, I would really like to see if we can get some of those statisticians lions to help out and create some sort of dashboard that shows the ecosystems Terra Spaces covers, how many episodes for those ecosystems, and then how much those ecosystems have donated. I think it would be really powerful to be able to visualize and show like who's kicking in and who's not. So just something to think about.
We've got Abu Uman up on stage. I've never come across him before.
Oh, he gonna shill us Pepe? Oh, please.
Well, how are you doing, Abu Uman? I'm not sure what he's got to say, but what have you got to say, sir?
I posted the two that I got from on Backbone Labs account. If you want to see them,
are they pinned in the nest?
No, I just did it on the tweet on this tweet.
Oh, for, all right, right here. I got you.
Yeah.
They all look really good. Like everyone, just like looking through everyone's mints. Like everyone's like done pretty well. Oh, Zerk is coming up.
Those two Lisa got her fire. Like the twin moons in the background. That shit's dope.
Man, she has good luck. She's probably gonna get rare ones. She has good luck, man.
Did the amount of skeleton punks a wallet held have anything to do with the luck algo that calculated what we minted?
Yo, we got some wrecked wolves on stage. PBR and Zerka, how we doing, sirs?
Yo, guys, congrats on the launch, the mint. Good job. Went smooth, except I couldn't see it. But that's besides the point. It doesn't really matter. Hey, I had a question. Are we on the white list since we're on the guarantee list? Are we automatically on the white list next?
No, sir. It's one or the other. So if you minted on this guaranteed stage, you won't be able to mint on the whitelist stage tomorrow with the same wallet.
All right, and then will there be any be left for public?
I'm really confident.
No,
I'm really confident there will be some available for public. So we got 700 ish, or just a short of 700 on this stage. So I'll be like, if everyone max mints, which obviously they won't, that'd be like 1,400. We have got something crazy like 3,500 wallets on the whitelist stage, but I think a lot of those are dead wallets. Particularly, we whitelisted all wallets that hold classic punks and all wallets that hold skeleton punks, and I've got a feeling a bunch of those are dead wallets. There's like over 2,000 wallets that hold Galactic Punks, which is insane. And we couldn't even get 2,500 wallets to come and claim free raw from an airdrop. So I'm fairly sure that it gets to public. How many will be left by public? I don't know. We shall see.
I mean, you guys had what, 1,700 wallets claim the free reward. Let's just say that all those do participate. That's 3,400, and you have, you know, just over 5,000. I mean, there could be a decent amount left. I'm trying to get as many as I can. I'm not even gonna lie.
Mr. Zerka, how are we?
GM, congrats on the mint. Going well. Congrats, JG, as well on the launch pad. Seems smooth. My first mint on Terra since it's been almost a year, I think, last time I minted on Terra. So you guys got me to bridge some money to Luna. I mean, I did not think this was going to be possible. And you achieved that. Just that is an achievement.
Oh, you met all the criteria then, Zach.
Well, yeah, you know what? I claimed my roar and I voted on the proposal. And really, my only motivation was minting these pixel lines because I think the art is super dope. And I love what you're building as well. So kind of encourage you regardless. But the fact that it's on Luna is kind of what makes it extra special because I was definitely not expecting to interact with this ecosystem. And to be completely fair, it's been very easy bridging. I bridged from Juno, but also from Polygon. Was very easy using satellite money, and then I swapped on Astroport. Super smooth. So you know, everything worked out pretty good. I feel like we got some pretty good tooling on Terra too. So, anyways, I'm excited. Complete. I want to mint some more as well. Like two, I feel like you're blocking us here, man. Like 10 hours, or I don't know what the mint time, next mint time is. I feel like it should have been a little shorter so I can mint some more.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's a funny one because we put out some polls, like, how long should we keep the mint phases open for? I don't know if it's, like, just the nature of, like, lying down the people that we've attracted, but, like, a lot of people, we put a vote up, like, 4 hours, 8 hours, 12 hours, or other, right? And I think like over 50% said they wanted like 12 hours. Lots of people were like commenting like 24 hours. And I was like, no. That's too much. But like, you know, the whole point that we've been trying to do is like be as inclusive for everyone as we can. I think we got a lot of like we had a lot of people being like, this is my first time ever minting NFTs. Like, what do I do? Like, all this kind of stuff. So, yeah, we try to be, like, accommodating. Make sure that, like, especially for this stage, like, all the people that have been there, like, supporting, paying attention, staking, voting, you know, that they at least get the chance to, like, you know, if they're at work or they're out and about or whatever, that they at least get the chance to try and mint this, right? Because it'd be... Yeah, I don't want a load of people feeling upset that they missed like a 2 or 3 hour window, right? So that's what part of the reason.
No, that makes a lot of sense. Honestly, it's a good decision. You made the right decision. I'm just selfishly saying that I would like to mint more, but you know, in terms of being inclusive and kind of accommodating everybody, I remember on Terra we had people, right? Like there was the big. Asian time zone and a lot of people from the US and Europe and everywhere. So it was never possible to find like a time that works for everyone.
Right.
And the fact that you kept this 12 hours is good. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's pretty much what the aim was for. I felt so bad when we heard from so many people that were disappointed with the Kujira airdrop. That they were asleep for the whole thing. So I think Ryan did a really good job of making it, you know, open for a little bit longer. Zerk, I'm 100% with you though. I can't wait to mint more of these. So the 12 hour window is, it's a little long for my liking, but at the end of the day, I'm thrilled that having it this way should, in theory, create a little bit more diversification in wallets, which is always a great data point off the bat. So I think everything that the community voted on that Ryan implemented for, you know, the betterment of the data, for the betterment of inclusion, all of these are really, really great steps in the right direction here.
Yeah, fully agree. And I got a really sick one as well. I don't know if I was on the cousin list or you made it extra special, but I got this, I pinned it up top. I got a nice skeleton line. I don't know, that looks rare. JG, you want to be my exit liquidity? I'm already negotiating.
You know it, baby.
It's all good.
Oh, no, that is nice. I haven't seen any other skeletons yet. I don't think there's I think there's like maybe about 100 skeletons or something. It's a relatively rare trait.
That's another thing too that I think is very, very well done by Keeks and how he developed these traits. Of course, you're going to have a rarity ranking at the end of the day, but there are always going to be people going after specific traits because it seems like each one is pretty scarce. So when we do open up secondary, I really think that this thing is going to fly. Just because everyone wants to get a few more of their favorite traits, and you know, regardless of the rank, this entire collection is just so well put together. Unfortunately, Keeks is traveling today, and he's not able to join us in spaces. He said his Wi-Fi was a little bit spotty earlier, but big shout out to him. Incredible.
You know what else? You know what else too? A lot, like we heard a lot of projects be like, oh, we're not going to launch right now because it's like a bear market and shit like that. Like, I feel like the timing that this launch could not have been better, just because the barrier to entry for people to just swap something into Luna. Like, I know it sucks, Luna is so cheap, but I think it's good in this aspect because it allows people to be able to, you know, participate in this stuff and not lose like an arm and a leg. Like, you guys remember when mints were like 120 or 150 bucks a pop and people were like, they couldn't give you their money fast enough, you know? And now we're kind of like at that opposite point. And I almost feel like, I mean, Stargaze, like they do a lot of cool stuff and they do it well, but I feel like because Stars is so cheap, like that's something that kind of has been playing to their favor. Like, it's basically like penny stocks or penny slots, you know, playing penny Keno and shit. It's like, who cares if I lose because it was like $5, but I'm like a part of this dope community now, or I have this cool little piece of art or this little collectible or whatever the fuck it is. Like, it's access into something greater that is still, you know, in the process of being built. So I think having Luna cheap like this is like good, good for the Lion DAO, not so much for our treasures, but.
Well, so first of all, you make a ton of great points here. I think, and I mentioned this during Spaces last night, I really think that this is going to be one of those collections that, you know, people look back 2 to 3 years from now, or however long it takes us to get back into, you know, new all-time highs, back in the bull, there's a lot more spare liquidity. We're going to have people looking back at today and be like, damn, I really wish that I was around for that. Because, you know,
tell you what, I'm going to stock up a few extra because the Lion Pixel Lions will be the NFT that I trade for a Tesla this cycle, this next
Exactly.
Last run, it was the GPs. This run, it's the fucking PLs. So let's fucking roar.
Let's fucking roar. Couldn't have said it better myself. Oh yeah, Zerk, I'm just seeing yours now. Wow. That is definitely a good looking one.
Yeah, pretty nice. Like I said, I feel I got a special privilege here. I'm gonna hold on to that one. And my other one's pretty nice too, but I just want to mint more because it was a good experience that I got from Spare Luna. You know, what else am I gonna gamble on? Finn's right, man. nothing's making money right now. I posted something yesterday, like the only thing making money is flipping Taylor Swift concert tickets. That's a good investment. Anything else has been pretty much down only. So I'm hoping these, at least they bring me happiness and joy. And I know Ryan's been building this for a long time as well and doing an incredible job at bringing some attention to the Luna ecosystem. So I'm just kind of bullish on the team and JG as well. Hey, so
I got a question for you. Will we be seeing some sort of wrecked mint on the Necropolis or at least on Terra at some point? Does this kind of give you hope, or you guys still just going to go circle jerk over on Polygon?
We go where the money's at, Finn. It's pretty easy. So if there's money on Luna, we'll come over. We're you know, very inclusive of whoever pays us. That's how it works. So
Okay. The man's honest. The man's honest, and I appreciate that. I appreciate your honesty.
But no, the mint went really well. I mean, I'd love to bridge my Wreck Wolf to Terra 2.0. That's kind of like my dream. Just for the story to come full circle. But I wanted to actually talk about this with Ryan. What's up with Axelar, man? They don't want to bridge Roar. What's wrong with them?
I don't know, man. It was a bit disappointing because we reached out to Axelar like over a month ago, and said, "Can you help us bridge to EVM?" They were like, "Fill out this form. Looks good. Take a couple of weeks, whatever." And then, like, chasing them, saying, like, what's going on, guys, if you can do to help. And then, like, literally, like, 5 weeks after I submitted the initial, like, request, they're like, oh, the market's crap's too small. You're going to have to wait for this other thing, like, in a couple of months. So I'm like, why don't you just tell me that? Like, why didn't you just tell me that when I first approached you guys? Like, it wouldn't, you know, it'd have been fine. I could have gone and investigated, like, Gravity Bridge or Wormhole or something else, but just like wasted 5 weeks of my time. So I don't know what's up with those guys, but yeah, it was a bit annoying.
Yeah, I was hoping that the bridge, I guess we'll see if they want more bridging, but yeah, I guess you got other options there. I'll put in a good word for you. I have probably absolutely no weight in, you know, they don't respect
you know opinion. let's not say that, because let's just say in that space they had the other day, I saw about 3 out of the 5 panelists all rocking a wrecked EFP of some sort. So, you know, let's not play it down. We know you have pull there. And how about this? Why don't you go back there, tell your little homie Jason Ma, and tell Kaner there, tell your friends, tell Surge, that if they don't want to do that, we can just start offering bounties for people to find, you know, where the holes are. And let's just say our French hacker friends, they like poking holes in things. So, you know, it would be a shame if your bridge were to catch on fire.
Would be a real shame if something like that were to
would
happen.
Would be a shame if no, you know what I
no,
mean.
Seriously,
huh?
It would be a real fucking shame if Axelar got hacked, because it would.
Yeah, man, it's pretty much the only option.
It'd break all of Cosmos, like, no doubt about it, because we've got like Axelar, USDC, and USDT as the main stable coin on basically all Cosmos chains. So let's not go that
fucking
far.
Whose dumb dick idea was that? Let's fucking let the one controlled non-decentralized thing be the foundation we all build our fucking shit on. That is the dumbest fucking idea I've ever heard in my life, besides,
you know,
launching wrecked
some
bulls
sort of,
on the loop.
Decentralized stablecoin. That would have been a good idea.
Yeah, like programmable,
useful.
Some sort of programmable money. Interesting. I'm going to get back to you on that. I like where your head is.
Well, guys, listen, it has been an absolute pleasure. I have to run, unfortunately, but would just like to thank everyone for stopping by. Ryan, thank you for hosting. I enjoy these spaces with this community so freaking much. It's just awesome. Not having anything to talk about, shooting the shit with you guys. Big shout out again to Keeks. What an incredible collection that he has been able to quantify with all of these experiences that we've had over the last few weeks and months, and putting them into just an absolutely immaculate collection.
Dude, this collection tells a story, and that that is one of the cooler aspects of some of these collections. Obviously some do it better than others, but like, if you're in this ecosystem, or if you were, like, you're going to have some of the fattest member berries when you look through this collection. Like, it's so good. It almost, I would almost, if I have time, would like to take like a timeline of the different traits and then put little audio clips to them. So you can like see the trait pop up and then have like a little clip kind of explain. I don't know. There's a lot of cool shit we can do with these, but
really
good. You're part of the ride for sure.
Let me know if you need any help with that. I would love to do or help on something. I mean, yeah, that's a brilliant idea. Absolutely incredible. But yeah, I can't thank you guys enough. Ryan, this ride has been unbelievable up to this point, and being able to start a new chapter in the Lion Dow's saga. You know, I keep saying incredible, and I know that some people overuse that word, but the Lion Dow and everything surrounding it has been nothing short of incredible. So kudos to you. Kudos to the community here. Kudos to Keeks. Big shout out to Backbone Labs and you guys. I guess the only piece of tech that Lion Dow community didn't manage to break. So that's definitely a testament to you guys and your developers and what you're able to accomplish there. You guys definitely have a bright future ahead of you. I'm going to try and have my PC plugged in tomorrow, so I can stream on Twitch the rest of my involvement with the Mint when I do a couple different wallets that I've loaded up. I think I have 450 Luna spread out on 5 or 6 wallets to mint as many as I can here. So
let's fucking roar. Yeah.
Should be fun. But I will be sure to tweet the link out about that, and I'll send Ryan the thing there, or the link for that. So if, as long as you guys are following Lion Dow, you guys will have access to that. But yeah, guys, have a great rest of your evening, great rest of spaces, an awesome weekend, and I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of you guys tomorrow.
Thank you, Mohawk. Have a good one, brother.
You too, my man.
I've just tagged you. Someone has minted that one that we kept minting in testnet with the whale background, the crown, and the pirate hook.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little jealous. I really love that one.
I love the comments in the Telegrams. Swift Wall said, "These are my first NFTs ever, and I am married to them now." Exit liquidity. No, for real though, that's dope. It's cool to see people having their first experience on a chain that doesn't suck little monkey dicks.
I'm gonna have to spend quite a lot of time after this space is like catching up on all the messages and the tweets, where probably at this point I should be like doing some sort of troubleshooting or some sort of marketing or something, but just having too much fun just chatting shit with you guys here. And people seem to be minting fine. I think we've got something like nearly 40% of the guarantees whitelist people have minted so far. So things are chugging along nicely in the background.
This is like a perfect mint to get your Cosmos homies like back into a little Terra action, I think. It's not too much. It's easy to flip your assets into Luna. Like, it's fun. The art's dope. It's history. I mean, shit. I can't think of why you wouldn't. Somebody better get their ass mayor. I see mayor here. It's a Fuji native now, I see.
These have utility as well, right? They're not just art. They got a few things going for them. So,
community. And mayor, if you could get in the coffee house and just let them know that the mint's live, if they made whitelists, now would be the time. Thank you, mayor.
Yeah, we got we're going to be spinning up the I suppose I could spin up the NFT DAO at any point really now, because we were waiting on having the contract address ready. We'll spin up an NFT DAO and enterprise, and then I'll do something similar to what we did for the token DAO, where we like distribute daily staking rewards in raw to the NFT stakers. So I'm definitely going to be working on that this week. Just once we got over the mint hump, and then get the instant utility. So when people come and ask us when utility, we'll be like, "Oh, next week, no problem."
We've had it's utility been a year and a half for Genesis, us.
You
know,
you can wait that, right? You can kind of string them along for years. And it'll be fine. Don't worry about utility, Ryan.
Well, we all know that it's all about the art, but you know, if you can put the utility in there as well, I mean, you know, the sky.
Speaking of the art, Ryan, did we ever whitelist the Bag of Dicks NFT contract for the Lion DAO Treasury by chance?
Yeah, it was. It was whitelisted. It was whitelisted.
Is it? Awesome.
Awesome. No one sent, I can't believe it, but as far as I can tell, no one sent a bag of dicks to...
I'm about to fix that. I was just curious if it was whitelisted or not. So now that I know it is, I got a dick coming your way, bud.
Thanks, mate. That's all we needed, really.
That was so wrong.
No, the collection looked incomplete. I mean, it's nice, and I want the Lion DAO to be able to hang a bag of dicks NFT up on their mantle when we get the Pride Den colony spaceship sorted out. I think people are going to really enjoy that.
Ryan, when's public mint? That's where you're going to need to push marketing. I'll join along. We'll do some chills and some incentives for people to mint this out.
Would you and Matic Man do a space and
yeah,
just
man, I'll
chill
invite
these?
All my homies. I'll invite Mr. Mint from Alpha, Donnie from Brozos,
and Allie man. And Wolfman. Get Wolfman up there. Oh, please.
It will be the most epic cross-chain space that you've seen. So just tell me what.
I think it's basically... Just,
it's like 24 hours from right now.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. Oh, and by the way, you should pin the mint link in the Discord, and you should put it in the announcements as well. If there's something to do, like troubleshooting wise.
Mint link in the Discord pinned. I think
and in the announcements, because somebody came in the Discord, they're like, "Where do I mint?" And you have to go on the Twitter, right? So to find the mint link.
Oh, here we go. We've got the marketing expert here, man who's going chain to chain, shilling NFT collections. He knows how to. I don't know how to use fucking Discord. I mean, I'm hardly ever in.
You know what? Back in my day, we used to call that dick riding. And I'll tell you what, nobody rides a dick like Zerk rides a dick.
Zerka, the last pinned message in the Discord is the link. And someone's pinned your link as well.
That's right, because I told them to do it. But also put it up in announcements. So
where's announcements?
In the announcements, it's not there. And I'm blaming just the amount. Everywhere, man. Just everywhere.
I'm blaming Mohawk for that, because he's in charge of the Discord.
Yes. The amount of power this man wields is just, it's impressive to watch.
How do I, let's just, yeah, okay, just do
just
that.
You can't, your last
you'll never be able to.
Yeah.
Zerker, you're an amazing specimen, sir. It's an honor watching you work.
I'm so ready for tomorrow. You have no idea. I'll be pumping because today, you know, you got a limited amount of whitelists, right? 700.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to like go out and market when like you tell people about it, and then half of them are like, "Oh, it says I can't mint." Like, cool.
This is for the OGs. This is for the OGs, for the OG Lions. I mean, Zerk, look, I managed to get, like, I've won because I managed to get you to get some tokens on Terra, stake them, participate in my little governance in the DAO, and do a bunch of transactions.
He owns you, Zerk. He owns you, dog.
Some Luna. I got you to buy some Luna. I got you to send it over on chain. I got you to mint an NFT. And look, I mean, like, how many transactions have I made you make? I mean, and how much money have I got you to get over on Terra? I mean, like, I won. It was
$10. But in his defense, like, it's a powerful $10, right?
Yeah, and I mean, amazing. Honestly, I'm just paying it forward because Ryan bridged his wolf to Ethereum, and it probably cost him $50 in transaction fees. So,
Ryan, what a pleb fucking move, dog.
I remember when I was talking to Wrecked Wolf, when I presume it's you that's usually behind the Wrecked Wolf account, and it's like, oh, we're going to Ethereum. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake, I don't want to do that.
How left my shit right where it was. There's no fucking way. And I bought one on Polygon, and I left that one right there on Polygon. I am not charging or paying you to move a receipt from one wallet to another. I'm sorry. I am not that pleb.
No, but congrats. Just to get back to your point, Ryan, PBR as well. He's like, I'm not doing shit on Terra ever again. And lo and behold, he minted a few lines. Oh, so, you know,
that's a few people you got. How the mighty have fallen, Mr. I'm never going to do anything on Terra again because I made stupid mistakes and I tried to blame other people. But at the end of the day, it was just my own damn fault. Nice, Peebs. Real nice.
Hey, we're back, man. That's what matters, right? Only for the
we're show. Fucking back. Yeah.
But yeah, it and Enterprise as well, I think, is very impressive as a product. Like, you know, I feel a lot of the infrastructure is so there on Terra. Can he like change the name or just that? I feel like that would change everything. Just from an outside.
You don't like Enterprise? You don't like it. Star Trek? You nerd?
No. The Terra chain, I think, with the Luna token. That's kind of the issue that I foresee. But outside of that, like, what? The foundation is great.
Dog, we had tokens named Cum Rocket and that shit pumped. You got fucking Pepe, dog. I mean, no one gives a fuck what
name,
it's called.
Man. That's a great name.
And check this out. And imagine the fucking smell of the fucking arc of story when Luna is old enough to sit on that fucking throne, that decentralized throne, and look over the empire that Papa has built with our help. Imagine the fucking smell, dog. That's the arc.
I can smell it from here. I can fucking smell
that's
it.
Right. That's
in it for the
fucking
ride.
Arc.
My Luna's vested. It's not like I did that much ride. It was already... and funny enough, I had like some rewards too. I was surprised. I got like enough to mint the Lions there. So I bridged for the public mint. So I've been printing here. It's not so bad. You got the GP scheduled for tomorrow? Because if they're whitelisted, like they should be on the spaces. Should get them all in here.
Yeah, they're on the tomorrow's whitelist. Well, tomorrow for some, but it's today for others, I think. No, it's all tomorrow, depending where you are.
Yeah, I'm on Saturday now, 20 past midnight. It's Saturday here.
So what else am I supposed to do with my Luna now?
What's Ooh, I'm like glad you asked, sir. I'm glad you asked. Have you heard of Capapult?
I you know, I don't even know what they do. I remember
well,
them
interesting.
On Terra
I'm
1.
Glad you asked. I'm glad you asked. Let me tell you. What you can do is take some of that Luna. You can turn it into B Luna, Amp Luna, or if you're into that sort of nasty thing, Luna X, which I would not recommend, not financial advice, but so you take your B Luna, you take your Amp Luna, and then you head on over to app.capapult.finance. Now, there's a few tabs up top there. Go ahead and hit that borrow tab. Connect your wallet. Hit refresh because apparently it won't connect your
You're
wallet.
You're going to make me borrow off my Luna again?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Okay. So now what you can do is you can provide those B assets into the borrow market. Once you've provided B assets into the borrow market, you're ready to mint your solid. Mint your solid. After you've minted your solid, click the liquidations tab. Click the drop down and select, well, don't select B Luna because I'm using that one. Select Amp Luna. Now you're ready to place your stink bids. Click on the 8%. Click on max for bid amount. And then click confirm. Now you're ready to get those stink bids filled. What else you can do? Click the governance tab. You have Kappa. You can stake that Kappa and earn reward. You can then vote on proposals. But wait, there's more. No, wait, that's it. You can also go to Cavern. Are you familiar with Cavern? Cavernprotocol.com. You might look at it and get a little PTSD. You might not. What you can do, take that Axel USDC and you can stake it in this earn section for a big old fat 13.76% APY. What? That's right. What? And all
that's
of these tabs
pretty legit, though. That's
should be very... Oh, it is. No, it absolutely is.
I didn't want
all
to
of these tabs
I
should
want
be
to
very...
Finn there,
Ryan, you're interrupting.
He's going to use Ryan, this for his special spaces roundup that he does. And now we've
dead. You fucker. No, but you can. I mean, there's all sorts of shit to do with it. Personally, I just use Eris and Spectrum, and I just have my shit staked there. And then every now and then I claim my rewards and I restake them, and I stake my Lion Roar, my rewards into the DAO. And yeah. That's it. Rinse and repeat, baby, and wait for that next fucking bull run because we're going. Let's fucking roar!
I like that. The rewards. That was clever.
Oh yeah. No, I'm full of that kind of dumb shit all day. I spit that shit out. So let's fucking roar, baby. Let's fucking roar. I got a new rap song coming. It's called Plunder. Talks about friendship bracelets and all sorts of other fun things like that. So keep an eye out there. And when I get back, we gonna launch something fun on Necropolis. What? Oh, you guys.
Man, that got me excited right now. I can't wait to see you come up with.
Yeah, and that makes two of us. I'm excited though. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. All right, I should get off this and get some actual spaces edited. Awesome mint, though, you guys. It's so fucking fantastic to see the gang back again, you know, like all rocking for one steady cause. So, yeah, good to see everybody. Good luck with the rest of the mint and everything. And if people from Cosmos have any questions, like about how to flip stuff or get the currency or tokens that they need, like holler in the Lion DAO Telegram or the Discord, or there's a Terra Spaces Telegram. If you like need to get my attention right away, and I'm usually more than happy to walk people through getting that shit sorted out. So Yeah.
When can I sell these lines? After
shut the fuck up, nerd. Never. Jesus Christ. Somebody get him out of here. No. Hey, where's my $69 for this month?
Oh boy, I gotta go. Yeah. Kids are calling.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm gonna talk to you about your car's extended warranty when we're done too. All right. You guys have a good one. Peace.
Take it easy, Finn. Thanks for joining. Yeah, Zerk, I think the secondary is opening at the end of the public mint. Or if you're like really smart, apparently you can like interact direct with the contract and put it up for sale like one person has managed to do. So they weren't supposed to be able to do that.
Do you remember back when GPs minted and people were doing OTC trades because I think Marketplace wasn't ready?
I do remember.
Oh, that was good times. I bet we see some of that.
Well, a little bit of OTC over the next 24 hours.
Oh man, I just brings those old school, you know, vibes of when we minted and then did OTC trades, and then Marketplace came up and you realized how much you overpaid for that OTC. So it was pretty fun.
Well, Space Loot was the OG. I don't know if you were around when Space Loot came out.
I was there. I missed it by like half an hour, I think, when I saw it come up. And then I FUDded the shit out of it, I remember. I was like, 200, I don't remember. It was like 250 wallets, 300 wallets that minted 8K collection. I'm like, they're just going to use you as exit liquidity, gang. Like, this is... But I mean,
that was crazy. Jealous. You could literally like flick, like it was the weirdest mint I've ever seen in my life. I think it was found basically like before it was supposed to go live. So I put the contract up, but like someone like Terrascope, what was it called then? Extraterrestrial Finder. You could see like contracts that were going live, and someone like saw the contract and found the URL, and like the devs, I think were in like Thailand or something, and they were asleep. And they'd put their NFTs out, they'd gone to sleep, they woke up the next morning, it had been found, and like people just minted the fuck out of it. I think I minted about 20, 25, something like that. And you could literally like flick through the entire collection and like pick which one you wanted to mint. But you like pick find which one you wanted to mint. So that was silly. And then like the OTC market was like it was like a 30 Luna 4 when Luna was like I don't even know what it was. It was like maybe
40
like
bucks, man. I
was
remember
it, was it that high?
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah, I remember. Those were the days though. That was like you knew after that mint. At anything else would, you know, just pop off. Like GPs, whatever mint, like in the history of NFTs, has a 10K floor. I think like the first days, it was close to $10,000, right? Or maybe it was like five or six. Anyways, there's like no other 10K collection that can go up to 5 to 10K floor within 24 hours. Like the money flowing there was just totally ridiculous.
Yeah, there was a run of like, was there like, there was like Space Loot, then there's like GPs, then there was like Luna Balls, and then it started to like go downhill from there. I got rugged on, was it Women versus Apes? Gosh, they were about like $300 each to mint or something. It was just ridiculous. I mean, we had the Terrapin.
You mint those? You got your NFTs?
What, yeah, I do have my NFT. I still have my Women versus Apes NFTs over on Terra Classic.
Because I got lucky, man. I was part of that mint, and then I clicked the mint. I don't remember. It was like a shit show, right? And
yeah,
then
yeah.
They didn't have my NFT, so they're like, we're going to refund you your Luna. I'm like, fuck.
Oh.
And they refunded my Luna, so I never got the NFTs, and I'm so happy about it.
That was very lucky. That's right, and then there was just all sorts of shit that started to come out. Nothing did very well until like wave two of like Hellcats, Wreck Gang, I think like a couple of others,
The Lavana meteor shower was very successful as well. Yeah.
It was until it wasn't.
Hey, did you see that post by Dove today? I don't want to talk about it too much, but it made me laugh.
I did see that post by Dove.
Pretty savage.
I know what it was. Yeah, and that's we know what it was referring to. One day LeVon will launch, and it'll be good, probably.
Yeah, but yeah, good times minting NFTs. I agree. There was like the two big collections came out, and then I think a lot of people trying to cash grab with low effort projects, and I think expectations as well were way too high. Like people were expecting collections to fly the $5,000 to $10,000, which is a ridiculous market cap for any collection, right? So. Yeah, it kind of quieted down, but then we got the Luart platform that came back up, and there was Hellcat Skeleton Punks as well, right? Like, was a very successful mint on Luart, and then us. So, yeah, a few cool collections there. Was a pretty great NFT ecosystem back in the days. So, we reminiscing.
Well, it's about to, you know, become a great ecosystem again for NFTs. That's why we need to get you guys back in the game over here. Got to start having fun and get the old gang back together.
Like I said, we're, what did they call this? Mercenary capital? I guess, you know, we'll see how it grows and everything like that. It's difficult right now. We have three collections that we need to support. So we kind of already did a lot of minting, and now it's more about growing without asking people for funds. That's kind of the way. So we got to make it sustainable and make it interesting. But maybe, like, you know, never say never, a small collection or something like that. That could always be interesting.
I kind of feel like the Juno Bulls or the Wreck Bulls should come over to Luna.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they should be everywhere else than Juno. I think a lot of people agree here. I was very bullish on Juno. I think even Ryan checked it out back in the days. I think he kind of wanted to see what they had built out.
Oh yeah, I bought some Juno at like $4. Yeah, I feel good about that.
Yeah, there we go. That was the fastest minus 90% you probably had outside of, you know what,
Juno's now at less than 1% of its top.
Yeah, but then again, here too, I feel like they have some pretty interesting stuff that they built out, right? I guess the UI isn't as good, but I don't know, the market sentiment, I don't know what the issue is, right? Sometimes it's hard to get people's attention. That's what it is. And you've been really good at this, Ryan. Like, I think a lot of eyes come on to the Lion DAO, right? And indirectly afterwards to Terra. So I think that's what's really the secret here, is trying to get people's attention in a market that's competing for that. So kind of reminds me of the spaces you had for Luna Classic back in the days as well. Those were pretty fun.
We're gonna ramp it back up tomorrow. We'll go again. I think I'm at my parents' house tomorrow night. I'll have to excuse myself, go to bed, and or find a quiet place and get excited about the public mint. So we'll go again. Hopefully it'll be a bit more raucous. JG will mint out within the first 5 minutes of public. JG's going to get the secondary on the go. We're going to see where the floor price lands and get excited.
I mean, like, you can just compare the existing collections. We got the GPs and the Skeleton Punks, similar supplies almost. I think they're very close in supply. At 95 Luna floor, and this you're minting for 10 Luna, I mean, you can easily expect the 5x, right? This is going to be some of the strategies I'm going to be using tomorrow. This is easy money, not financial advice. At least 5x. The NFT pays for itself just with the Roar token airdrops that you're going to get. And so on and so forth. So those are great sales pitches right there.
Thanks, Zach. I should have had you on the marketing sooner than now. But yeah, we'll keep in touch.
Right. Hey, how about this one? The first piece of original art on Terra 2.0.
Technically, it's not. Because I don't know if you remember. Well, you probably weren't paying any attention, which is fair enough. Nowhere Art was still running, so there was a few mints. There was like Traders, the one that went over to Juno, but they did like a wrecked Lunatics mint on Terra. There was like Deep Ignation, which was like some sort of Discord game. But I don't know if it worked out or not. And there was like a Lunar Apes Club or something. I remember those.
Yeah. I remember those. That my comment still applies, because it put in the word original in there, and those are all derivs.
The trade offs are pretty original, aren't they? Pretty original.
Well, if they have another collection on Juno, and okay, the first original PFP.
Right. Let's go with that.
Pictures? Yeah.
Let's go with that. We'll just call it the first blue chip on Terra.
Blue chip. Day one, yeah. Hasn't minted out the first blue chip on Terra.
If you just call it a blue chip, it just becomes one, right?
OG blue chip is the best. So the first OG blue chip on Terra. JG doesn't mind, right?
No, we're here to support. We're here to support it. You know, we want this to do really, really well. Like, To me, this is a crucial time in like the redemption story. This is like a big part of what's coming, and Keeks has done such a great job. This will be an OG Terra Blue Chip project for sure, like 100%. There's no doubt in my mind about it.
Oh, this is so good, JG. Yeah, you guys, you have to mint this for the success of the Terra ecosystem. If this does not mint out, you know, you're kind of not vouching for the success of the blockchain. So you have to mint this. And if this mints out, people from the outside are going to be like, wow, that ecosystem is alive. That is thriving. We need to, you know, bridge all our monies there and use Capapult and whatnot. So I agree. That's a good one, JG.
I've been working on them.
You did say to me, Zerka, that if we do mint out in the first 5 minutes of public, that you would make wreck gang lions, right? So we'll hold you to that.
Yeah, I can do that.
I didn't manage to get verified on your silly NFT analytics thing that you wanted me to get verified on.
Yeah, thanks so much. It's super helpful. You guys don't understand the game we're playing. Which is we're playing with ourselves, but this helps a lot. So,
although my global reach rank is 95,416,
It's just because you have to post something. You haven't posted anything. As soon as you start posting, it'll go up. Don't worry about it.
What do I have to post about? Do I have to post about anything?
Just say GM, and you'll get so many likes, and it'll be good.
Yeah, I've kind of fully migrated over to Lion DAO as my Twitter profile these days. So yeah, I'll work on it.
I mean, whenever you want to shit talk or anything like that, it always looks, you know, it's a little better if you do it from your personal than your Lion DAO profile, right?
So, well, I didn't do that when I was shit talking Axelai yesterday, but I've just been. Without no pun intended, burning bridges. Well, there you go. It's weird though, because everyone has been so helpful. Like, like every, you know, all the projects on Terra, all the tools, you know, even some like Tuawa Chain, Kujira, even Osmosis guys were helping me out the other day. I need to finish that off, getting a pull over on Osmosis. Like I had Sonny from Osmosis buying Luna so that he could come and buy some raw. So like, everyone's been so helpful, and then to have like someone just like blank you like that, I was just a bit like
pitiful. Okay, I'm gonna use all my weight here again. Like,
no, I think I've probably much, upset
but
them.
We'll try to see,
because like everyone's in the comments like being like, "Fuck you, Axelar."
I mean, you know, they've seen it now. They don't want to lose the community. They can just reframe it. They say it was a miscommunication. We got you, Ryan. We got you.
Yeah. Let's go with that.
Yeah. All right, man. I gotta go put my kids to bed.
Yeah, I'm gonna wrap this spaces up. JG, before we do wrap up, any update? I'm still not seeing my Pixel Lions on Necropolis.
No. So listen. So Thomas is like literally like retrofitting part of the site right now on the fly. Like it will be up probably in like 30 minutes.
Okay, cool. Because I need to go and deliver. I'm going to have to go and answer all these questions from people being like, I've been robbed, I've minted, I can't see my NFTs anywhere. What's going on?
If it's live, I'll make a tweet from Backbone Labs. I'll tag you, I'll tag the Lion Dow Twitter, I'll tag a bunch of people, and we'll get it out.
Sweet. Thank you, JG. Thank you, Backbone Labs. Thank you, Zerk, for jumping up here and talking to us, and Finn and Mohawk. Thank you to Hasee Karus and Spearbot have been listening throughout. Those guys have been pretty instrumental in putting this collection together as well, with some work in the background. So thank you so much to you guys. Thank you to Keats, the artist. He's done such an incredible job. It's a shame he couldn't be here today. He was traveling, but I'm sure he'll be pretty happy seeing all the comments on Twitter and everyone loving the art. So we'll be back at some point tomorrow before the public mint goes live. Just a reminder, so this is the guaranteed mint stage. If you're on whitelist, we're going live in about 10 hours from now with the whitelist mint at 10:30 US at UTC. I think no need to panic. Don't stay up all night or anything silly. If you do want to mint, I think there's going to be plenty of chance to mint on that whitelist stage. Although if you don't panic and then it does sell out, don't blame me for saying that. Whitelisting.
I guarantee it will sell out. Guarantee.
Yeah, but
and
when
the
maybe
floor
when it gets
will do 5x
when it gets. Maybe when it gets to public, Zerk. I think it gets to public in some shape or form, right? So yeah, public. So yeah, whitelist tomorrow, 10:30, 10 hours from now. Then 12 hours on the whitelist stage. Then a half hour break, and then 11 p.m. UTC tomorrow, which is 23 hours and 17 minutes from now. We'll be going public mint. So yeah, be ready. We'll have a spaces up for that round. Thanks for everyone who has minted. Thanks for everyone who's tuned in. I think we had like 70 people in here earlier, which is a really good number. I mean, spaces is pretty dead these days. So thanks everyone for joining, and we shall.
Thanks for checking out another episode of the Ether. That was the Lion Dow Pixel Lions Mint Stage 1 Mint Party, recorded on Friday, June 9th, 2023. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape up under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payment. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting knives. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologies.
jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the furbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.